Account number.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yes, this is Nora Mears, and I had called on the 2nd of this month to cancel my order with you guys, and I just discovered that my bank had sent me money, and I called and canceled on the 2nd, and so you got to put my money back in my account. Because I don't want nothing from you guys anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your last name? Your phone number so I can pull up that account for you?
My phone number is 2907. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the area code. 218-290-7036.
And it's 218-290-7036.
Okay. I think you missed something. I'll give it to you again. It's 218-290-7036.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I said.
Okay. I didn't catch that.
218-290-7036.
Yeah. And I had called that around 10:30 that
Yes, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold, ma'am, so I can pull up your order for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. Your phone number did not pull up an account. Can I have your last name and your zip code?
My last name is Mears, M-E-A-R-S. And my zip code is 55792, and it's in Virginia, Minnesota.
Ma'am, I do apologize. If you have me on speaker, I have on a headset. You're going in and out. You sound like you're underwater.
But I probably moved the phone. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Could you please spell your last name again for me?
M-E-A-R-S.
N-E-A-R-S?
Yes.
And what's your zip code?
55792.
55792.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place you on another brief hold.
Okay. What did I do with that other paper? Oh, this has got to be it right here. I got an account number. I should have called.
The system is loading that order up for you, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Okay. I found my account number, too. Finally. I knew I had it here.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify your name and address?
My name is Nora Mears, and my address is 550 North 3rd Avenue, apartment 1010 here in Virginia, Minnesota, 55792.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, ma'am. And it shows this is for the Knit and Stitch collection. It shows that this account was canceled on February the 1st, and it is a message that this program has been denied, so you can't re-sign up for it again.
Oh, because, I don't want to. The thing is, I just called my bank about it because they didn't put a minus or a plus, and they sent you money on the 2nd of this month at 7:29. And that's why I'm calling. Otherwise,
no, ma'am, they didn't send us any money.
Huh?
We hadn't received any money from you since last year.
Okay.
And you can have your bank call us, and we can verify that for them.
But I want to tell you what's on my bank statement. Okay. It says February the 2nd, purchase week 2. Oh, I see. I misunderstood it. I'm sorry. So they added it back on then, right? Purchase return.
Yes, ma'am. They didn't charge you anything.
I couldn't tell for sure because I could check so much that I forget that without the minus sign it means add. I'm sorry. Okay, so I misread it. I didn't see that return part.
That's okay. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, I'm fine. It's just that I kept waiting and waiting. I've been waiting almost a year for my second product, and I never received it. And so I got tired of waiting. Okay, so I'm all set then. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Good day. Bye.
You too. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Bye-bye.
Bye. Come on, phone.